Saturday, April 26th. When I left off, Zoe and I were about to implement our secret plan to resolve the Chloe crisis. "Are you guys as bored as I am?" I muttered, dusting the clean library tables again just to stay awake. "Well, we could always erase pencil marks from the dictionaries," Zoe suggested. "I'm not that bored," I grumped. "Do you have any ideas, Chloe?" Zoe and I looked at her hopefully, but she stared straight ahead and didn't say a word. "Chloe, what's up? You've been super quiet all day. Is anything wrong?" Zoe asked. Chloe bit her lip and shook her head no. "I have an idea. Since we're bored silly, let's play Chloe's favorite game," I exclaimed. "Charades!" "That sounds like fun," Zoe agreed. "And it beats erasing pencil marks out of dictionaries any day," I said. "Chloe, you can go first." Chloe folded her arms and just stood there with an unamused look on her face. I said, scratching my head. "No movement and blank stare. You're a rock?" Chloe scowled at me and shook her head. How about a tree?" Zoe guessed. Chloe rolled her eyes for the 10th time today and stood perfectly still. That's when a creative guess popped into my head. "I know! You're a very angry statue?" I exclaimed. "Right?" "Wrong." Chloe gave me an icy stare that was so cold I almost got frostbite. "Ouch!" I think my very creative guess must have ticked Chloe off or something, because she clenched her fists and stormed across the room. "Wait, where are you going?" I called after her. "Zoe and I haven't had our turns yet." Chloe shot me a dirty look and violently slammed the library door behind her. Bam! "What just happened?" I asked, totally confused. "Did I miss something?"
"I think we both did," Zoe answered solemnly. "Chloe is obviously angry and giving us both the silent treatment."
"But why?" I asked, flabbergasted. "What did we say or do to make her so upset?"
"I don't have the slightest idea," Zoe shrugged. "She's usually so sweet and bubbly. Maybe she's just having a bad day."
"It feels more like a bad week," I said with a sigh.
"Well, let's just back off and give her some space. Hopefully she'll feel better tomorrow," Zoe said.
"If you say so. But it feels like she's hating us more every minute," I complained.
Zoe shook her head and gave a long, sad sigh.
"We both need to be there for Chloe when she's ready to talk. Just remember, a friend is someone who knows the song in your heart and can sing it back to you when you forget the words. Author unknown."
OMG! That was the most kind, thoughtful, and sympathetic thing I'd ever heard. Zoe is the best friend ever.
And when it comes to sorting out complicated emotions, she's like a teen Dr. Phil in sparkle lip gloss and skinny jeans. We didn't have the slightest idea why Chloe was upset, because unfortunately our secret plan to cheer her up didn't. Zoe and I left the library feeling more worried than ever.